Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vipra mantra vido yuktas tairyak poktas tata shishoho tadishpala bhavishyanti nakadachit api sputam Vipra mantra vido yuktas tair yak proktas tata shishah tadishpala bhavishyanti nakadachidapi sputam Vipraha. The Brahmanas. Mantra Vidaha. Completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns. Yukta. Perfect mystic yogis. Tai. By them. Yaha. Whatsoever. Prokta was spoken. Tata becomes just so. Ashishaha all blessings. Ta such words. Nishpalaha useless. Without fruit. Bhavishyantina.
Never will become.
Kadachit.
At any time.
Api. Indeed. Sputa.
Always factual.
As it is.
As it is.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmanas, who were completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns, were all yogis fully equipped with mystic powers. Whatever blessings they spoke were certainly never fruitless. Purport. Brahmanas fully equipped with the brahminical qualifications are always yogis fully powerful in mystic yoga. Their words never fail. In every transaction with other members of society, Brahmanas are certainly dependable. In this age, however, one must take into account that the Brahmanas are uncertain in their qualifications. Because there are no yagyic Brahmanas, all yagyas are forbidden. The only yagya recommended in this age is Sankirtana yagya. Yagyaik Sankirtana Prayayar Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Yagya is meant to satisfy Vishnu. Yagyar Tat Karmano Anyatra Loko Yam Karma Bandhanaha. Because in this age there are no qualified Brahmanas, people should perform yagyas by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Yagyaik Sankirtana Prayayar Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Life is meant for yagya. And yagya is performed by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We are so unfortunate that we don't have any qualified Brahmins. And therefore, we are not properly led. We have no proper spiritual guidance. And we cannot hope very much that without such guidance, we can live like actual civilized human beings. Therefore, as Prabhupada pointed out many times, the modern so-called civilization is just a society of cats and dogs. Because there are no Brahmins leading it. There are no real teachers. Everyone is left in ignorance. Those who are in the mode of passion can dominate and exploit, but they do it without being regulated by the proper guidance of the Brahmanas. Therefore, society is in chaos, suffering in ignorance. Look at the contrast here of the social conditions in Nanda Gokula. Although the cowherds are Krishna's dearest devotees, they can claim precedence over everybody else. Why should they have to show respect to anyone else? They are the greatest of all living beings. Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, and all the demigods have to offer their obeisances unto them. We read this morning how Uddhava, the disciple of Brihaspati, and dear advisor and friend of Krishna, greatest of learned persons, bows down to the young women of Vrindavan. Vande no, what is it? Paramulam. Abhikshnasha. I'm constantly offering my obeisances. I am bowing down at the feet of the young women of Raja. Because I recognize them as much greater devotees than me. And Uddhava is recognized as the greatest of all the devotees of Krishna in Dwarka. The devotees of Krishna in Dwarka are considered better than even the Pandavas. The Pandavas are considered better than even Hanuman. Hanuman is considered better than Prahlad. And Prahlad is considered better than Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and all the demigods. But even Uddhava, glorified by all other devotees, is constantly offering his obeisances to the young women of Raja. Because he recognizes the Vrijabhasis, and especially the young gopis, are much more dear to Krishna than anyone else. So they don't need to bow down to anybody else. But still, their culture is such that they will always show respect to the Brahmanas, and offer them gifts, and give them the first of everything. That is civilization, mutual respect. Because they are the greatest of all persons, they show the most saintly qualities. And one of those qualities, amanina, not falsely demanding any respect for themselves, not being always concerned about their position and prestige. They don't care for that. But they're ready to offer respect as appropriate to every person. And especially the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas always deserve respect. And point out here in this verse that these Brahmanas were not just ordinary people who knew a couple of mantras. They were mantravido, but yuktas. Yukta. Prabhupada renders that, probably following the commentaries, to mean that they were endowed with all mystic powers. All the powers of yoga practice they had achieved. Maybe they didn't practice Ashtanga yoga, but by their Vedic study and performance of sacrifice, they had achieved the same powers as the mystic yogis do. That's said in this verse. Such Brahmins certainly deserve to be respected. And above that, they are also Vrijabhasis. So they couldn't be just mystic yogis or ritualists. They must also be very great devotees of Krishna. Of course, there were some Brahmins there in Vraja who weren't pure devotees, but they were purified by the encounter with their wife. The coward boys begged prasadam for them, and they refused. but I don't think that these are those Brahmanas hear it. What is the ceremony here? This is Krishna's Uttana ceremony, right? Has Trinavarta already been killed? Just Shakatasara. Okay. So Krishna is not even 1 year old. Tri mahasikasya japada shakato pavinta. Tokena jiva haranam ulukikayas tri mahasikasya japada shakato pavinta. Yadringatam taragatena duchitushis mishurva. Unmulanam twitterata arjuna yogna bhavyam. It says in that verse, spoken by Shukadeva by Brahma to Narada in the 7th chapter of the 2nd canto, where he describes in 11 verses Krishna's leelas. And he describes a few leelas in one verse, that as a tiny baby, he killed the first demon, Putana, who had the body of a female owl, Uluki, demoness, killed her. And then when he was 3 months old, he knocked over the cart. So that gives the date. He was 3 months old. Trimasikasya. And later on, Yadringatan Taragatena, while crawling, he got stuck between the two big Arjun trees and pulled them down. If he wasn't the Supreme Lord, how could have he done that? That's in the Damodar Leela, coming up in chapter 9. So he was 3 months old. Only at the time of this ceremony of his Uttana, is standing up in the crib. And these are the local Brahmanas, who are all also great devotees, being honored on the occasion. What happened? Nanda Maharaj gave them cows, decorated with garments, flower garlands, and gold necklaces. That's a great gift. A cow is worth something. But the gold necklace that the cow is being given to you wearing is also worth a lot, even a lot more. And they were fully qualified to give ample milk, not some dried up old cows that were useless. And the Brahmins accepted them and have bestowed blessings upon the whole family, especially upon Krishna. That's the previous verse. So, it's just civilized to want to show respect and give precedence to such brahmanas. This is what we call etiquette, maryada. It just means being decent. It requires a sense of decency. Demons like Kamsa and Shishupal, Jarasandha, they can be very civilized in their external behavior. They show charity to brahmanas, they perform Vedic rituals, they're very pukka, they take care of their citizens. But they're demons. They're doing it the right, they're behaving the right way superficially, but their hearts are contaminated with lust, envy, and greed. So that is not showing a proper respect. Not just to bribe the brahmanas, with gifts. You have to actually have in your heart respect. And in dealing with every living being, especially with the brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, but with every living being, that respect must be in the heart. You cannot just make a show of being nice. You have to feel nice inside. That is a manina, not being arrogant, not being envious, avaricious, ambitious for yourself, but showing due respect, having decent consideration for all living beings. So that's naturally there in the pure devotees, especially in the Brijbasis. And those of us who are still in the material conditioning, we have to strive to achieve that consciousness of having a decent attitude toward everybody. We are purified to that kind of consciousness by performance of yajna. That purifies us. Chatur hotram karma shuddham pradanam viksya vaidikam vyadada yagisantatyai chaturvedam. Vyasadeva, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, meditating on what to do to help the suffering conditioned souls of this age, decided that by performance of Vedic sacrifice, people are purified of their materialistic propensities. They can indulge their desire for material success and perform rituals to ensure the success of their work. But at the same time, that performance of sacrifice will purify their attitudes. Yagyartan karma no nyatra loko yam karma bandhana. Therefore, we should work to fulfill our ambitions, but we should dedicate the fruits of our work to the Supreme Lord by the performance of sacrifice. Otherwise, our work will be the cause of bondage, of degradation. This requires the guidance of Brahmanas. If we are conditioned souls, we need the guidance of pure souls to engage us in the service of the Supreme. We don't have the purity to serve the Supreme without being guided, because our own propensities lead us in the wrong direction. To be led toward the service of Krishna, we need to be guided by those who are purer and more intelligent than us. Hare Krishna. So, therefore, Prabhupada says, this age, there's no qualified Brahmins. We cannot expect to be properly engaged in the traditional Vedic sacrifices. So all we can do is follow the process of Harinam Sankirtan. This is the appropriate yajna for our times, for us. We should chant Hare Krishna and work hard to help Srila Prabhupada spread his mission, that the Nam Sankirtan will become very influential all over the world. That is Prabhupada's intention, to save the world by the propagation of Harinam Sankirtan and Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhupada.
Is the Manashiksha first verse asking his mind to develop attachment, rati, towards this, towards sattvic or brahmanas?
Yes, so, in the very first verse.
Yeah. So, along with the Vaishnavas, Guru, and Dhamma, and Dhamma Vasis, and so on.
So they may not be Dhamma Vasis, they may not be Guru, Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
Because they're mentioned separately.
Yeah, so what's the significance in spiritual life for developing such a attraction to such a Brahmanas who may not be Vaishnavas and may not be Dhamma Vasis?
Because still they're representatives of Krishna. Just like the Vrijvasis have a special relationship with Krishna, even though they may not be practicing any sadhana. You know, maybe hard by our definition of how a Vaishnava is supposed to behave to see them as Vaishnavas. But if we fail to, if we say they have no connection with Krishna, because that's what a Vaishnava is someone who's connected with Krishna. If we say they're not connected with Krishna, that's a severe aparadha. And if we act on that understanding, we will commit offenses and be kicked out of the Dhamma. If we have disrespect for the Vrijvasis, we have to understand they're connected with Krishna, even if they're not Vaishnavas in the sense that we understand the behavior of Vaishnavas. Same thing with sattvic brahmanas. Well, we don't see too many of those around anywhere these days. Sattvic brahmanas. We can see red and blue brahmanas, but white brahmanas we don't see much. But if you saw one, if you could find one, you should hope for his association, even if he's not a Vaishnava. The sages at Naimisharanya, they, after hearing the other Puranas, they became the audience of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like you have a concert and there's some second-rate band that plays first, warm-up band. Now, so like that, the sages heard all the other Puranas first, and Mahabharata, then they heard Bhagavatam. But they needed that to become prepared, because they weren't all pure devotees in the beginning. They're considered neophyte devotees, just beginning to enter the path of devotional service. Because a lot of those sages were impersonalists, worshippers of various demigods, just ritualists. Sages, but not Vaishnava sages, not pure Vaishnavas. But they became Vaishnavas by hearing from Ugrashava Sutta, Mahabharata, and all the Puranas. And by the time it came time to hear the Bhagavatam, the last of all the Puranas that they heard, they were extremely eager to hear about Krishna. They already heard about everything else. Now they want to hear about Krishna. Now they were purified. But they didn't start off like that. They were a mixed bag of sages. But still, those are the greatest sages in the universe. They came together at the beginning of Kali Yuga to try to perform a 1,000-year sacrifice to prevent or at least mitigate the effects of the age. So they're the most munificent welfare workers of the universe, the most elevated sages, but they weren't all Vaishnavas. Still, we respect them, especially since they became Vaishnavas. So therefore, Brahmanas should be respected. If you meet a Tamasic or a Rajasic Brahmana, you should show him respect, but don't get too close to him. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and the Pandas, they were very avaricious. He handled them by talking very sweetly to them, showing them respect, but not giving them any money. Yeah. So if you meet such Brahmins, greedy Brahmins, then you just be nice to them and maybe give them a few coins. Yeah. But if you meet, actually find a sattvic Brahmana, he deserves your respect. Yeah. Not that you have to become his disciple if he's not a Vaishnava, but should respect him. And even find some benefit in his association. You know. Yes? Okay?
Is it relevant then for...
It's Raghunath Das Goswami talking to his own mind, so I guess it's relevant for us.
Is it relevant for the devotees who have achieved the topmost perfection in devotional service, particularly this element of satya?
What actually is he asking for?
To develop rati, apurva rati.
Okay, affection. Appreciation and affection. These brahmanas are the representatives of God on the earth. Just like the king is a representative of God. Because he's ruling on behalf of God. You know, you read on the British coin and it says, Dea Gratiae, Elizabeth II, by grace of God, Queen of England. So the king or the queen is the representative of God. Therefore, to be greatly respected. And the same thing with a Brahmana. Brahmana is a representative of God on the sattvic level. He's speaking the Vedas on behalf of God. He's eating on behalf of God. So, you should be affectionate toward them. It doesn't mean that you want to be exactly like them, but still, you appreciate them because they're serving Krishna in their own way. Okay? Guru Sevananda Prabhu.
I understand this point that you should respect everyone, even if you think you should not associate or keep some distance, but still give respect. But one thing that I was thinking is that we generally don't accept that a person who took birth in a Brahmana family, he's Brahmana just by birth. If he's coming in a Brahmana family,
yeah,
and he's not practicing, he's not behaving as a Brahmana, so we don't consider him to be a Brahmana because he has no qualification.
Right, but it doesn't mean we should be disrespectful.
Yes.
We shouldn't insult a Brahmana.
Yes.
We shouldn't do violence, physical violence, to any human being.
Yes. So that's now I put the point.
Yes.
So is it the same situation with the people who take birth in Braja, but who are not behaving or don't have the qualification of Brajavasis?
Yes.
Should we see this as the same case? We still give respect, but we keep some distance, and we understand that. Even though they took birth here, they don't have the qualification, so they are not actually Brajavasis. Could we do the same type of intellectual understanding then?
Well, suppose we do. Suppose we judge that they're not real Brajavasis. But they may not be eternal parshadas of Krishna, you know, consciously engaging in his, you know, Nitya Leela. But they are Brajavasis in another sense. And still we have to accept that they're due to Krishna. And we just don't see everything. It's not all revealed to us. We don't know who these people really are. So we have to be careful. Let me just make a point. We may have to judge someone with our intelligence, be discriminating. That this is a so-called Brahmin. He's born in a Brahmin family, but he's not behaving like a Brahmin. He's not functioning as a Brahmin. So he's Brahma Bandhu. But still, he thinks he's a Brahmin. And other people think he's a Brahmin. I should not insult a Brahmin. There's different level of respect to be shown to different kinds of people. Any human being should not be dealt with unnecessarily with physical violence. Or even psychological violence. Any human being. Animal you may have to beat with a stick, but human being you should think twice before hitting him with a stick. Because you have to show special respect to a human being. And when you meet a first-class human being, someone who's a Brahmin, even the worst Brahmin, you shouldn't insult him. You shouldn't tell him to his face, you're not a real Brahmin. You don't deserve charity. That's an insult, and Krishna doesn't like it. You can avoid giving him money, but don't do it by insulting him. Yeah. That's any Brahmin, even one that you judge is not a real Brahmin. And the same thing, if you're dealing with Brijbasis, and you're thinking they're not real Brijbasis, because they're not eternal associates, be careful still. Don't insult them. And they're very sensitive. Don't hurt their feelings. Okay? You may think what you're thinking inside, intellectually, but you have to be respectful. Okay. Mother Srimati, then Hare Krishna, and then Narada.
I just wanted to share from my own mistake.
Yeah.
Understanding that discretion is the better part of valor.
Yes.
When I was newly arrived in Mayapur, I was working with a local body, Dambasi, and she was a young Manaji married to an older person because of the family situation, it wasn't so lucky. And I saw him, I never said anything, but I saw the man as being abusive because he would send her out working all the time and he would just sit practically with nothing.
Yes.
And go fishing occasionally. And I actually harbored quite a negative mood towards that person. But about 2 years after I'd met them, one night he woke up in the middle of the night, they were living on the banks of the Ganges, and he said to his wife, I'm going to die shortly, so please prepare fresh bread, please prepare fresh clothing, prepare my Bhagavad Gita, I'm going to take Ganga Snan and I'll come back. So then he came back, dressed in fresh cloth, but you like everything, sat down and chanted Gita and died chanting Gita on the banks of the Ganges.
Oh,
I felt, you know, it took me a long time to get over that one.
Oh.
I harbored such a bad feeling for such a person for 2 years.
Yes.
So we just can't, but we don't know. We don't have the understanding of who these people are.
Yes. The Dambasis, Vaishnavas in general. And if we really want to be intelligent, we should be careful how we treat all living beings. Thank you. Hi, Grimapur.
Closing and Purana that Kalo Sutra Sambhava, and other Purana said that those who are Devan, they are Devan in the Brahman country. So when we go to Jagannath Puri or in Vrindavan to see the behest of the Brahmanas, so in our mind the misconception comes that just like that.
Well, the statement, I think it's Mahabharata, that demons take birth in Brahmin families in Kali Yuga, it doesn't mean that all the Brahmins are demons. Okay? So you don't know which ones are the demons. And Kalau Shudra Sambhava, Manu says in the Manu Smriti, Janmana Jayate Shudra, Samskarede Hibavedvija. Everybody is born a Shudra. But by performance of samskara, by proper purification and education, a person becomes dvija. So, yeah, everyone's a shudra by birth, but those who properly execute the purificatory rituals and get proper brahminical training, they become real Brahmins. So we should respect them as such. Not that all the Brahmins are bogus. Some of them are still properly trained up. And we're trying in ISKCON to train up some proper Brahmins. Trying. Yes.
How we can judge them?
Well, it's hard to judge. When you just meet a stranger, it's hard to judge. What you know, he may be grouchy, he may be demanding 10 rupees, but you don't know. He may be a very proper Brahmin. So better to show too much respect, because it's hard sometimes to judge. When you know someone well, you can judge, but when you're meeting someone for the first time, you can't. So better to take the risk of showing too much respect than being too harsh in your judgment. Because we can't always tell. You can't tell who you're dealing with. You know, in many situations.
And how we can say when we see the priest in the Brahmanas, just like Pandas in the Jagannath Puri, we saw one Brahman, one piece, big piece, the Ratha Ratha Day.
Yes?
He purchased one big piece, the Ratha Ratha Day.
Yes?
When we are crossing with the Sankirtan.
Yes?
And he is distributing the prasadam in Ananda Bajar.
Yes?
So, we again see that we felt such type
of
feeling that we do not take again prasadam from there. So,
oh, but the prasadam of Lord Jagannath is never contaminated, even if it's touched by a dog. So, we can't refuse Jagannath's prasadam from anybody.
No,
you're saying you didn't want to take his, he was distributing prasadam, you didn't want to take it, but it's Jagannath's prasadam, it can't be contaminated. I know, but anyway. Someone is obviously degraded, then we avoid, you don't associate closely with him. But we show respect. We can show respect and also keep our distance. And you can, you know, not take their prasadam, but if it's Jagannath prasadam, you can't refuse. Yes?
I was just thinking it might be helpful if you think in terms of respecting the position.
Yes.
Rather than respecting the individual.
Right. Yeah, if someone's wearing sannyas robes, even if he's a Mayavadi, we have to externally show respect. And Krishna advised his sons to always show respect to Brahmins, no matter what they are. So it's Krishna's request. We have to do it. It's a Brahmana. Who cares what kind of Brahmana? I have to not be insulting in my behavior. Yes?
How to behave or how to act towards sometimes the Vanavasis, like we are going dry ground, and they're sometimes very obstinate in getting a donation. Sometimes, like, there was a small boy that followed us for 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Asking us for it.
Yeah, but he just.
It was 10 minutes.
And
they go in my bag, and like, they're asking, they represent me, give me this pen. And all these pandas, how do we act?
Don't get in the habit of giving it out, because they'll smell it. They'll know, you know, these people will remember you.
Don't give it.
When you go back, how many times have you gone around the hill?
I go once a week.
Okay, so eventually they'll get to know you. If they learn that you're somebody who doesn't give out pencils, then they'll leave you alone after a while. Just don't give out pencils. Just keep on chanting. You don't have to, you know, be mad at anybody, but just ignore them. Ignore them, and then after a couple of weeks, they'll realize you're not a good customer and leave you alone.
When I go to temples, Yeah. Ask donations and stuff. Should I give them or
give a few rupees?
Few rupees. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll know that you're not worth much.
Yeah. I gave a donation to Gaurang Brahmana and became angry because he wanted more.
Just tell him you're a poor brahmachari.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Okay. That's the curse of being a rich Westerner. Yeah. You have to pay skin tax. Sorry. Yes, sir.
It's a little different topic, but because it's about yogi, I'll ask you. In the Vishnu Puranas describing that Lord Vraha, his body is made up of yogi.
Yes.
Do you know more about this?
It represents, it's symbolic. It's the body of God. Body of God is body of God. It's not to represent anything else. It's not made of anything else. It's the original reality. But because Lord Varaha is the source of sacrifice, therefore his body represents all the elements of the sacrifice. It's symbolic. He doesn't actually have spoons for arms and so on. You know. Yes. So, you know, it's the other way around, because the yajna comes from him. Not that he's made out of yajna, but yajna is made out of him. He's what he is, but the yajna originates from him.
So he's particularly dear to people who yajnas?
Yes. Yeah.
That form of Krishna.
Yes. When you perform a yajna, you perform it on the surface of the earth. You build your altar on the earth. You know, you have to depend on the earth to perform the yajna. The earth is the consort of Lord Varahadev. There's a connection there. Okay. Dhamma Dharma?
No.
Okay.
Scratching.
Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.